All right, guys. Thank y'all for being here this morning. I just want to open us in a word of prayer. We'll get in the word together real quick, okay? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for again, we thank you for the fathers that are here. But ultimately, we look to you, our Holy Father. We thank you for just being a good father, for loving us, for caring for us, for providing for us. And so in all these things, we thank you. Thank you for good food. Thank you for fellowship. Thank you for this family that you're bringing together. God, in all these things, as we continue to worship you, Father, we just pray that as we open your word this morning for a short few minutes, that God, you would just speak to our hearts, not just today, but it would be something that would impact us for the rest of our lives. We just pray and we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, man, thank you guys for being here. I just want to share something real quick. This is typically where a pastor, a preacher or something would get up on Father's Day, and he would talk to all the men that are fathers, and he would talk to you about you need to be a good dad. You need to be a dad that is there for your children. This is the seven steps you need to do to be a great father and all these things. And while all those things are of great value, I will tell you that if you're a father here, be a father. Be a good dad to your kids as you can. But today I really want to focus on the Heavenly Father. I just want to stop for just a second, and before I read any scripture, I just want to tell you something this morning that, honestly, I've had the thought in my mind of how unfair a situation it is to be God. Now, you think about God's perspective, this perfect being, this perfect one, this holy one that exists, and he sends his son Jesus to live a perfect and sinless life, to die in my place. And it really doesn't matter what I do. It's the grace of God. It's the grace of Jesus. And really, to me, that's kind of an unfair deal. I've often thought in my life that if I was God, and we're glad that I'm not, if I was God, it would be just this grand sense of these people need to obey me because of all the great and wonderful things I'm doing for them. In fact, I'm keeping them alive at this very moment. If you don't believe me, stop and check your pulse. If you have a pulse this morning, God is keeping you alive. He is the one that is sustaining life. You can do nothing to prolong that, right? He is the one. He is the giver of life. And so with that, there is this great grace that no matter how bad we mess up, he continues to allow you to breathe at this very moment. If I was God and you did something against me and I had already given the perfect gift of my holy son, man, I don't know that I would have that love. I thought that for a long time until I was a dad. I want to tell you, there's something about being a dad. There's something about being a father, and that is what God, the Father, is called throughout Scripture, the Father, and we as children that know Him. And there's something about that that resonates, because I want to tell you this morning, where's Morgan? Where's Morgan? Morgan, that's my daughter right there, Bradley, back there. I want you to know here this morning, there is absolutely nothing they can do to ever stop being my children. Nothing. You say, well, Keith, they're good kids or this or that. I want to tell you, I could find out today that one of them had murdered someone or done something horrible, and I would still go to bat for them. And that's my daughter. That's my son. That's the Holy Father. That if a sinner like me, if someone that has the corruptible heart like I do and prone to wander even from a relationship from God and sin like I do, and I can have that kind of love for my children, how much more is the Father's love for us? That's an amazing thought when you think about it. In fact, I just want to share with you what I believe from the heart of an earthly father. I believe the heart of the Heavenly Father this morning to you, His children, this morning. The only way you can be a child of God is to go through the path of Jesus. There is no other way. Jesus is the way to a relationship with the Father. That's what the Word teaches us. But if you've done that, if you've confessed your sins, if you've ever come to a point this morning where at some point in your life you've said, God, you are my Father, I ask forgiveness, I repent, Jesus is my Savior, my Lord, He leads my life, I want you to know this morning that no matter what label you walk in here with this morning, some of you may have put a label on yourself. Some of it, the enemy may have been whispering in your ear, you're no good, you're this, you're that, you're an addict, you're a sinner, you're a loser, you're this or that. No matter what label you've put on yourself or the enemy, I want you to hear from the heart of a father, not from an earthly father, but I want you to hear from the Heavenly Father. We have His Word this morning, and here is what He says this morning. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, listen to this. It says, for we... You, me, if you know Him this morning, I want you to listen to this. Here is what the Father thinks of you this morning. By the way, Jesse has done a great job of teaching me this. I don't get the last word of what God thinks of me. You don't get the last word of what God thinks of me, and no one else does. He has the last word. Here's what His word says. When He looks at me and when He looks at you, His child, if you know Him, if not, He can look at you this way today. Here's what He says. For we are His workmanship. And I want to stop right there. Some passages say that we are His creation. Some passages say we are His workmanship. Some people say that my favorite is that we are His masterpiece. I want you just to let the holy words of that this morning, not from an earthly preacher, but from your heavenly Father this morning. I want you to know that as He is the Father and He's got your picture on His refrigerator with the magnets and the drawings that you have done, like a good father would, right? When He steps back and looks at your childhood, when He steps back and looks at you, His children, He looks and He says this, "That is my masterpiece." Now, here's what the enemy does. The enemy is real sly. He's real cunning. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy. Here's what he's telling you right now. Maybe that's for somebody, but that's not for you. Let me tell you, with the authority of Scripture this morning, if you know Him, look at me this morning. Look this way. You are His masterpiece, created in His image. You are perfect in His eyes. The apple of His eye. The pinnacle of His creation. In fact, if you don't believe me, go back and look at Genesis on the first few pages of the Bible. God creates a whole lot of stuff. In fact, look out here. We have a beautiful morning this morning. The clouds, the trees, the landscape that is around us, all of the things that He gave life to and spoke into existence. Any places you've been where you've seen the mountains, you've seen the ocean, you've seen the beach and the sand and all of those things, the God that is that powerful enough to speak into existence every time He did that with the sun, the moon, the expanse, everything that happened, God is on record of saying, man, that is good. I created a good thing. But when Scripture says He gets to man, He creates man, His masterpiece, His pinnacle of creation, His defining moment of creation, He looks at Adam. After He creates Adam, who we fall in line with, He says this, that is very good. That's the best thing I've created. And then along comes Eve to be a helpmate to Him. That's what God the Father thinks this morning of you. I want you to know that. I believe it's very important for us to frame our life around the idea that no matter what you have done, no matter what you are doing, no matter what you will do, that it doesn't matter about that. It matters about what Jesus did on the cross on your behalf. Now here, let me just take and expound this just a second, because the sinner in me wants to take this and run and say, well, man, I can just do anything. It's game on. Everything's free. I can do whatever I want because it's going to be forgiven. And while that's true, that's not the way God intends for us to live. He intends for us to come to a place in our life of saying, man, a love that good, a love that deep, a gospel so true and so powerful of the fact that it doesn't matter what I do, that He loves me in spite of who I am. Right, Jesse? I never have to get to a point where I become a better me and hope that God's going to love me. He loves me right in the mess that I'm in right now. He loves me that way. He cannot love me anymore. He cannot love me any less. Something that true, that's where we come to a place and say, man, I want to serve that God. I love that God. I want to love other people and point them to that truth because it's too good not to. It's too good to keep to myself. I got to let others know. It says we are the pinnacle of His creation, His masterpiece. Listen to this. It says we are His masterpiece created in Christ Jesus for good works. Here's what it doesn't say, that you were created for good works, and if you would only do those good works and do those good deeds, then you could be God's masterpiece. No, He says, you are my masterpiece created for good works. In other words, once you get this, guys, once you find out, if there was just a way that we could see ourselves the way God does and come to a place of understanding that we are His masterpiece, that's when the good works come. We'd say, man, I want to serve. I want to love a God that good. I want to share with you one other passage, and Jesse's going to play. In Ephesians chapter 1, it's verses 15 through 18. I'm not going to read it all. I'm going to read the last part of verse 18. And here is where, if you're a bargain hunter, if you ever try to go where there's sales and you try to get the most bang for your buck, I want you to know this is a pretty crummy deal for God. But here's what it says. But in His eyes, it's a masterpiece. From sending His Son, Jesus, for Him dying on the cross, in your place, in my place, living a perfect and sinless life and being beaten, being his beard plucked from his face. The scripture says beaten so bad that he could not be recognized as a man. All of those things, the separation from a holy father in those moments. Here's what it says about us. In verse 18, that we are his glorious inheritance. That you and I are God's inheritance. Notice he paid the price for that. He sent his son so that you and I would be his inheritance. I look at that and say, God, you got the bad end of the deal on that. Right? You get me and I get you. I'm the one that has the inheritance. I'm the one that has this beautiful thing where I get to be an heir of God. And not because of me. I want you to know, listen to me this morning. You guys so many times say so many kind things about me coming out here, others coming out here. Let me tell you, first off, it is a blessing. Like I want to be here. This is my home. This is my family. This is my church that I come to on Sunday. A lot of people ask a lot of times, well, where's y'all's building? This is it. We had a building. And we said, no, we want to come out here. We want to be with you guys. This is our church. You are my church. You are my family. And so while I appreciate that and everything, I just want you to know, I could drive that truck out here a million times packed with as many things as I could think of to bless you physically. And that will not earn me a place in heaven if I don't know Jesus. It just won't do it. And in your life, it won't do it. It doesn't matter how many little old ladies you help across that street today. It's not going to add up and say, man, that's my ticket. I just got to be good enough. I just got to pray enough. I just got to read enough. I think what the Father this morning, the Holy Father, wants to tell you is to sit down, just relax, just take a deep breath and understand this, that no matter what you do, no matter what you've done, by the way, he knows the things you've done. He knows the things you are doing that are bad. He knows the things you will do. No matter and in spite of all those things, he looks at you as like I do, an earthly father of my kids. There is nothing you can do that you won't be my son or daughter. And why? Because you're his masterpiece, the pinnacle of his creation. Does that make you feel loved this morning? Does that make you feel blessed? Amen. I just want to pray. Jesse's going to play, and he'll close us out this morning. Just let those words sink in this morning. You are his masterpiece, pinnacle of his creation. That's good stuff. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for a look into the eye of the Father, a holy Father that would look at us. Look at me. I don't want to put others in that place. I know me. I know I am a sinner. I know the things I'm capable of and thinking and doing and all of those things. But Father, yet there is not a moment that you don't look at me and say, my beloved son. That's amazing. We thank you for that. On Father's Day, we celebrate the Holy Father. And through that, yes, us earthly fathers, we say, that's the kind of dad I want to be. That no matter what my kids do, they'll always be my kids, and I can love them unconditionally. I can provide for them. I can do this and that. All of those things are good examples from you. But today we celebrate that you, a holy Father, look at us and have the last word. No one else can define who I am. No one else can put a label on me. No one else can put a label on my brothers and sisters, that when people walk by them and they can say whatever they want to say, God, you have the last word. And your word says today they are a masterpiece. Your workmanship, created to do good works, that once they get a hold of that idea that how good they are in your sight, that when you look at them, you see the perfection of Jesus that covers them. Father, that's where the good works come from, because when we hear something that good, we can't keep it to ourselves. We've got to serve you. We've got to love you. We've got to love other people and point them to you and say, hey, man, I know where there's a glorious truth for your life. A truth that you yourself are a masterpiece in God's eyes. God, we are who you say we are, not who we define, not who the enemy says. You have the last word. We are your sons. We are your daughters. We thank you for that. We pray and just ask Jesus just that you bless this, that you continue to speak in hearts. There's someone here today that doesn't know you, that today would be the day that they could become a son or daughter of yours. If they do, that today that truth just becomes even more just vibrant in their life and understand that you think we are a masterpiece. We love you. We praise you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.